society today, we are being attacked constantly with inauthentic conversations. Fakeness, trying to look cool, trying to be somebody we're not. That is why the Damn Dude podcast is here to have the authentic conversations that need to be had in a way that will make you think and say, Damn Dude.
Damn Dude.
Damn Dude.
What up, everybody? What is good? Welcome to the Damn Dude Podcast.
Damn, dude.
This is season 3, episode 15. Welcome to the show, you guys. Welcome, 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 welcome. I'm your host, California Cow, and this is a show where we have the conversations that need to be had in a way that'll make you think and say, damn, dude. The show exists to help educate, entertain, and make an impact on the different contexts and perspectives that we have in life, because I truly believe that the more access we have to different contexts and perspectives, and the more we have in our back pocket, the easier, doper, and smoother life is, because we can just apply them when necessary, and then when things make sense, you don't really have to be upset. You go to understanding and compassion when you understand. So that's kind of how I see the point of sharing different contexts and perspectives, is so that we can help heal and adjust and start pointing towards the right direction in life, in the sense of living good, doing good, intending good, having good intentions. Having good intentions is very important, because if you have good intentions, you can make mistakes and it's okay. If you have bad intentions and you fuck shit up, and you have bad intentions or you do shit perfect, like, it's like, what the fuck? Right? So let's have some good intentions, good perspectives, clean contexts, clean thoughts, clean body, clean mind, clean existence, right? Why the fuck not? It's an option. So let's opt for that option. You got it, Optimus Prime. So, what up, you guys? How you guys doing? Hope you guys have been having a good day so far. And, you know, I reckon I'm a day late with this episode. Whoa. I just didn't realize what day it was yesterday, and fucking, like, that's the truth. And then at the end of the night, I was like, oh, shit, I didn't record today. And it was too late after that point. So, yeah. Anyways, I don't know if I told you guys I finished 75 hard last time. Did I say that? I don't know. 75 hard. Yeah, if you guys don't know what that is, go look it up. Hashtag 75 hard. It's pretty dope. It's a free fucking mental toughness challenge, and you happen to get in shape and become smarter and more organized just by doing it. So why the fuck not, right? There's a lot of good shit out there. That's just one of them. So I apologize if it's noisy in the background. The people are doing the gardening and blowing the fucking things around. And yeah, so you guys. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. That is your higher purpose, or your purpose, or your higher self calling you. Will you answer? Well, I'll tell you what. And I'll tell you what, that if I told you what, then I ain't gotta tell you why. Because if I've already told you why, then I ain't gotta tell you what.
Damn, dude.
That's, like, not deep at all. Okay, so, no, but really, you know, something that I've noticed and I'm experiencing is that I have been called and chosen to do certain things in life. Many of us are. All of us have some sort of calling. And here's the thing. Are you going to pick up? Are you going to answer? And that's the thing, is like, I've been called to do certain things in life, and I just like keep denying the call. And it's like, why? And I realized I didn't know how to answer. So it's like, if nature and God and life, your purpose, however you want to, like whatever resonates with you, if it's calling you and you don't know how to answer, then what does that do for you? What is that supposed to mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what? Fuck. It's like if you're being called to something better in life and you don't know how to answer it, then you don't really know that you're being called, do you? Or does that calling just manifest in the form of anxiety?
Damn, dude.
So that's what I believe. So now keep in mind, I'm no expert. I'm just some fucking regular dude who has some my own unique insights on life, I think. And I like to believe. And, you know, it's like, fuck, I just like fully was spacing on what I was, where I was going to go with that. So like, I realized I've been called to do things in life and I didn't know how to answer the calling, right? So I believe in what I've assessed through my own experience of anxiety, and especially anxiety specifically, is that it's whenever I experience extreme anxiety, it's my calling in life. It's my spirit, my higher self trying to call me and shake me and wake me the fuck up. That's why a lot of times when you get anxiety, it's like you're shaky, right? This is just, I don't know about bro science necessarily, but it's like, this is just my theory, not my theory. This is my experience. That's my experience of anxiety. I can't speak on behalf of anybody else's, but I have definitely observed that when other people flip that context onto their anxiety, when they say, oh shit, it's just my purpose calling me. It's my higher self. It's God trying to communicate with me. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's something. It's nature calling me. Like, I think that's probably the most simple way to put it to where everybody can understand. It's like nature is calling you. And nature can call you in many ways and many shapes and forms and many things. So that's the thing, is if you think, what is a human being? You are nature. We are nature equally as much as the trees and the plants and the water and the fire and the floor and the air and the da 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 and the chemicals and the compounds and atoms and spirits and all this stuff, right? So why would it not be that nature is calling you if in your own personal body of nature you're being you accept that your phone is getting a call, is being called when it starts vibrating, but why would you not accept the call when your entire body and mind and stomach starts vibrating and flipping and the alarms are going off and everything? And I don't think it's the right thing. I don't think masking it with drugs and pills and doing all this shit is the right way to go. And that's the thing, is like, I think majority of the things that are mainstream, just kind of generally speaking, are like slightly a one-off of the original real pure version of it. So it's like, if you look at like tobacco, for example, like tobacco in the United States is trash. It's not even real tobacco. But, and like, you can go out to Peru, you go to South America and you look at the tobacco they got, you know, tobacco from like Dominican Republic, like fucking, you know, like wherever, like Puerto Rico, like wherever, where it's real tobacco, it's like a completely different plant and product. And like when you get a mapacho out in the jungle, it's like, it's a cigarette basically, you know, it's rolled tobacco. It looks like a joint. And like, it's not even the same thing. Like, I've smoked cigarettes in the United States and I've smoked those, and it's like, yo, this is not even close to the same thing. Like, what is that shit we got back at home? Like, that shit is trash. Like, it's a one-off, right? So I think that's kind of what, like, Tylenol and this and that. And it's like, all these things are a one-off of the natural, pure, real version of the cure, the thing that helps, the thing that whatever, right? Because it's like, if you can feed your body correctly, if you can feed your mind correctly, if we can feed our soul and our spirit correctly, then we're in alignment, we're in tune, and then we're more inclined to go partake in activities that promote a healthy lifestyle and living. You know what I mean? It's like, when my mind isn't right, I start like eating crappy stuff, or I start like consuming too much entertainment, or shit like that, right? Like, I'm just like off my game by quite a bit. And it's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck. So I'm trying to be on my game and be on point and stay on point. And what I realize is like, I have to really like regimen my life and have it structured. When I can structure my life, it creates more time. And I've always believed the opposite of this. I always thought like, well, if you just have to follow your schedule, then like, how do you have time to do anything? And that's the complete backwards way to look at it. It's like reading a book from end to beginning. It's like, what? Like, what's going on? Right? Because what really happens is when you structure your time out and you structure your days out, that's all the shit you have to do to work towards the dream, to work towards your goals, to achieve the shit that you really want. Like, that's the part you have to do in order to make that happen. So it's like, really, it's these daily deposits of exercise or not exercise, ate good or didn't eat good, consumed entertainment and brain rotting sort of shit, or I learned some shit. You know, and it's like, if you look at every day, it's like, did I get better or worse? Did I get smarter or not? Like, what was the, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck, right? So that leads me to the next thing is like, well, when your life's purpose calls, what I've noticed, because it's happened to me a couple times in life, and this is the second real big one for me. The first one was when, hold on, what order do I want to say this in? Excuse me. Okay, let me say it in this order. I've noticed that when life calls, and life is calling, your purpose is calling, your greater good is calling, something better for you in life is calling, nature's calling, what happens is that everything seems to start falling the fuck apart. Things you were comfortable doing are no longer comfortable. Things that you found like love and solace and affection in no longer are appealing to you. Things you found attractive are no longer attractive to you. Things that used to feel good no longer feel good to you. Things that used to be fun are no longer fun to you. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's like, it's growth. And when that happens, you start analyzing and reflecting. It's like, what the fuck is going on? And in those moments, that's when I believe life is really calling. And the goal is to keep your fucking head on your shoulders and intact, and your vision straight, and your path straight, and your gratitude in order, because that's the test to see if you're really ready for your blessings. Because what's going to happen if you receive all these blessings with the consciousness and ethic and habits that you have now, right? Like, your money's going to be gone in a day. It's like the, like when people hit the lotto, like they end up broke in like a year or two or whatever the statistic is, but they almost all end up broke is what the statistics say, right? So I don't know, but it seems that way because most people aren't financially educated. And I think more than being financially educated, I think it's like they don't have the capacity to be themselves and remain themselves and keep their wants versus needs in alignment and intact. And I think when your wants start overriding your needs, and you're only indulging in wants and not appreciating any or all of the things that fulfill your needs, then you're kind of like off in the deep end, so to say. So it's like, I notice it's like, well, fuck, when life is calling, shit starts falling apart, and like you just, it's like shit just is like, what is going on? Like for me, it would be like my favorite shows didn't hit the same. Like I used to watch TV back then, or movies, or whatever the fuck, right? Internet shit, whatever. The music I was listening to didn't feel the same. I'm just like, ah, like this doesn't even get me hyped anymore. Like this, I'm not excited about this. This doesn't sound creative to me anymore. Like this is sounding old. Like what, you know, like what's going on? Like everything is just like changing and it's kind of different. And I don't know if I like it, and I don't know if I do like it. And people just keep blaming me for shit, and I keep getting anxiety. And I keep eating too much, or I keep eating nothing, and I keep gaining a gain of weight, or not gaining weight, or I'm, you know, it's like, people have either extremes, either being too skinny, too fat, this, that, too bald, too hairy, too loud, too quiet, too squeaky, voice too deep, too smelly, too this, too, everybody's too something, right? And it's like, if we just stopped and accept ourselves, and start improving our lives by depositing 1% better into our daily life every single day, then shit's just gonna start getting better, right? And this is the thing that I'm really fucking learning, and I've learned in these past like 2-3 years, is that if life can fall apart gracefully and you can do it with grace and harmony, then you're passing the tests. And I feel like I've been passing these tests that I've been dealt over these past couple years, which I'm like, fuck, man. It's like, when I think things couldn't or can't get worse, they fucking get way worse. And then when I'm like, all right, it can't get worse than this. And I stop even thinking that, right? But at a certain point when it's like, this is boom, falls apart. Oh, this is like, this is probably the worst thing that could happen. And I try not to think like that, but it's like, I acknowledge, damn, this is really fucked. And then the next thing happens. I'm like, damn, this is even more fucked. And then it's like, more fucked, more fucked, more fucked. And then I look back and there's evidence of my whole life being fucked. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm out here trying to do good. My intentions are good. I'm trying to fucking be a good person, a good member of society. I'm trying to be a good family man. I'm trying to be a good businessman. I'm trying to be a good friend. I'm trying to be a good family member. I'm trying to be a good host. I'm trying to be a good person, right? I'm trying to be a good everything that I do. And I don't ever want to have to take, my intention is never to take from anybody else's for me to be good. It's more like, let's exchange for shit, you know, being willing and open to give and being equally as open and willing to receive. And that's the thing, is like a lot of us block our blessings because we're scared to receive, because we don't trust things, because of all the evidence we've collected as to why we shouldn't trust things or people or life or whatever. But that's the thing, is like, if you block your own blessing and you don't re-trust again, you don't re-love again, how are you gonna fucking grow and receive the blessings that you want? So that's what I worked on, is like, I'm gonna receive all the shit that keeps falling apart and just find the diamond inside all of it. Like, I was looking at it like cliffs just fucking collapsing all around me, with the understanding that there is gold inside of these cliffs. And actually, the cliff falling on me just exposed all the gold. But all I have to do is climb out of the fucking rubble to see the gold and collect the gold, and then fucking carry on and share the gold with everybody else and have a fucking badass time doing it, right? Like having the most fun collecting and sharing the gold, because I chose to climb out of the dirt and rubble, because I chose to come to fucking come out the mud, you know what I mean? And if you're from the mud, you're really from that shit, like, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what it feels like. And if you're really not from that, you know somebody who is, or you've experienced what it's like to trudge through it yourself. And it doesn't feel good. So this is the thing, is like, when life is good and your calling is calling, how do you answer? What I think is, I think the full answer is to understand, because this is what I've observed. Like I said, I'm nobody fucking special. I'm just me. And I just have my observations of what I've seen and experienced for myself and for others. And my favorite thing to do is simplify, 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 simplify everything. Everything that comes through my brain, I go and then like boil it down to like a seed, an atom, like the smallest degree, and then I like rework it backwards. Like, and I try and understand things that way. So my experience of anxiety and how to deal with it and how to like help it. For one, go back and listen to, I think it was the last episode or the episode before that, where I talk about going back and visiting your thoughts and your pains and revisiting them, right? Also, you can use plant medicines for that as well. We'll get into that next. But I think the first step to notice when your calling is calling you is that anxiety is a thing. Random nervousness is a thing. Weird appetite is a thing. Things around you that were entertaining are no longer as entertaining. They don't light you up the same. The jokes, the people you hang with, the crowds you're in, the work you're in, where it's just not, something's just hitting different. And nothing necessarily changed. It's just something in you is like trying to grow, and it's like starting to outgrow its environment, and you need a bigger tank, essentially. I was doing a lot of singing the other night. You need a bigger tank. So that's what happens, is when you start outgrowing your tank, when the fucking little crab starts outgrowing its shell, it needs to get out of it and go get into a bigger, better, newer, more comfortable one. And then grow into that one, and then go grow into the fucking next one. And just keep going and going until you're as big as you want to be. So how big do you want to be? Do you want to be this fucking huge fish stuffed in a tiny ass tank and you can't even turn around? Or would you rather be that equally same big fish in a bigger tank until you grow into that and then go into a bigger tank? So I think that's what anxiety is that your environment, your tank, you're starting to outgrow it and you need to go get a bigger tank. Now, that doesn't mean say, fuck everybody, this, that, but these are the signs, right? And then what happens is once, if you ignore going and getting a bigger tank, if you don't answer the calling quick enough, what happens is things around you start falling apart. What that looks like in real life is your personal relationships, your friendships, your fucking cars breaking down, your fucking, all your items being wacky, your finances being fucked, your communication just not working, you know, hitting every red light all the time, having people be rude to you for no reason out of nowhere, you know, you getting the shitty piece of food out of when everyone else got the good one, you get the smallest, crustiest one, and everyone else got the big, juicy one, like, shit like that starts happening. And how I'm realizing this now, and what I'm seeing is like picturing a fish or like an octopus in a tank, and it's just like squeezing and squeezing because it's so small that it's breaking all the shit inside. And it's like your spirit is outgrowing its tank. You're trying to level up. It's trying to go bigger. It's trying to expand. It's trying to go bigger. And that's the thing, is like, well, once you start being squeezed inside your own tank, you start fucking breaking everything. Everything, you're just squeezing all your fucking items, right? It's like, imagine you're in your house, your room, your living room, and like you picture your energy filling the whole thing. If it starts squeezing against everything, your TV breaks, the window breaks, everything just starts going to shit. And I think that is a huge, huge sign. And no matter how much shit you fix, or how on top of your game you are, or how on point you are, or how much you're practicing gratitude or prayer or visualization, or you're doing everything right, you're eating good, you're exercising, you're reading, you're fucking drinking lots of water, you're just doing all the things that are good for you, and shit is still going shitty, I believe, and I experience, and anxiety is at full times high. You're scared of people, you're scared of things, you're scared to talk, you're scared of your ideas, you're scared of your presence, you're scared of other people's presence. I experienced this all in the last 2 years, like majorly. It's like terrified of people. And what I realized right now is that I was going from one shell to another shell. I was going from one tank to another tank, and I was in transport. And when you carry a fish out of the water, it's sensitive. It's fucking scared of everything. So that's the thing, is when you level up and you go to a bigger shell, a bigger tank, it's going to be scary. You're going to be vulnerable as fuck. You're going to be out of your element. It's not going to feel good. Shit's just going to keep fucking being weird. Right? Shit just keeps falling apart and 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 falling apart. And then it falls apart more. And then falls apart more. And more. And more and more and more and more and more and more. And as long as you keep ignoring it and you don't go get a bigger tank, or you don't understand that you're in the midst of going into a bigger tank, you're either going to pass or you're going to fail. And I believe what it looks like to pass... Let me re-say this. What I believe what it looks like to fail the test is to mask it and go back to your old ways. You smoke too much, drink too much, do whatever drugs, too much entertainment, all this stuff. And you don't practice gratitude. You don't practice tapping into yourself, your feelings, your thoughts. You know, the people who love you. You're not like thinking how to do better, get better, be better. Like, if you're not thinking that stuff or doing that, then that's a fail. Right? You revert back to the old habits. That is a fail. A pass, to pass the test, would be to accept all the healed and unhealed and everything that is and everything that isn't. Full acceptance of it. Because as soon as we accept, we start stepping into our power. Accept, start stepping into your power. Accept, start stepping into your power. And here's the thing, though. It's hard. It's scary. Because it's your life purpose. You think it's supposed to be easy? It's not fucking ordering a sandwich. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's not easy. It's the most scary shit we're going to do as humans oftentimes. And that's okay. Because I'm telling you, it's always worth it to just keep going, 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 going. And here's the other thing, though. Let me add something to that. If you fail the test, and you fail the test over and over and over and over and over, that is okay, and it's a part of it. Because that's another version of, it's just going to keep falling apart and falling apart and falling apart. Just keep going and know that that's your cue to practice gratitude and to practice self-awareness. I would recommend meditation, breath work, an animal-based diet, an alkaline diet, depending, you know, what your body's up to or what you're trying to do. So once we can accept all the aspects of what we're going through and what is and what isn't, we can accept it all wholly, accept everything as a whole. In its entirety. It's perfect the way it is because it is the way it is. If it wasn't the way it is, then that version would be perfect. But what this is perfect. If it's not perfect, then why is that what it is? Right? And if you don't like how it is, then you got to do something in order to make it not how it is. So this is the point of practicing. And it's like, this is like a big thing I was doing when I had nothing to fucking feel hopeful for or anything. I was practicing gratitude every day. You can look on my Instagram and see me. I'm practicing being grateful for my socks, my fucking toothbrush, my chair, my, like, you know, that I got to eat food that day. Like, little things like that. And it got me through, you know? My intentions were good, good, good. And I just kept trying it and pushing. And also without force, though. I accept I'm going to stay alive. And I'm just going to keep understanding that this is all for my bigger purpose. That's why everything feels scary. That's why all this shit is trippy, is because I am moving into a bigger tank, a bigger shell, a bigger home, a better life, a better energy, a better flow, a better routine, because I choose to and I'm practicing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Damn, dude.
What up, everybody? Welcome. Bicycle. Yo, so what do I want to touch first here? Okay, let's go here. So I would say, after accepting what is and what isn't wholly and perfectly, the next step is to get to work on the emotional baggage. Because that's the shit that blocks your new blessings. And when we can drop the emotional baggage, the generational baggage, the family baggage, our own baggage, in all aspects, right? We can begin to heal and feel better. And I know a lot of that nowadays, oh, like we're going to do healing. Like it sounds so stupid to a lot of people, which is unfortunate. But it's like when when things kind of get commercialized, it turns into this like weird version of it, right? It's a Marlboro versus a fucking Mapacho from the jungle. Like it's like there's just a difference. And that's kind of like when you hear people overuse words like, oh, manifesting and this and that, and like talking like that. It's like, you know, it's like, that's cool, but you don't understand the power of the word. And that's fine. Everybody has their own shit, whatever, right? So what I'm going to say is, I don't mean any of this stuff in that weird, cheesy way. I really mean this in like, this is some real shit sort of way, which is what we're missing, what I viewed as missing from modern day healing, health, and happiness, for one, is gratitude and acceptance. But two, is to go and do the emotional healing of your thoughts, your spirit. Because these things get bruised, they get tarnished, they get hurt. As shit happens, you get heartbroken, you know, stuff happens you don't understand, stuff happens that's not fair. You got dealt a shitty hand, you're starting on the negative life scale of life. I understand all what it's like to have all these things, you know? You can't afford to eat. You can't afford to fucking go somewhere. You can't afford shit for your kids, yourself, your family, people's birthdays, whatever. It's okay. Don't trip. Just keep good intentions and keep practicing gratitude. And here's the thing, though, is that stuff builds up emotional baggage and trauma and weight. And that weight, that baggage, it blocks our new blessings for the shit that we want. So it's like you got to trade the old shit to get some new shit. And that doesn't mean any of your good memories go away. It doesn't mean any of the good things in life go away. The deep lessons you've learned, they don't go away when you keep upgrading your perspectives.
Damn, dude.
So this is where participating in ceremonies and plant medicines is so important. Now, this is where it gets sticky and tricky, is who's really trustworthy, who knows what the fuck they're doing and what they're talking about, right? This is why word of mouth is so important and critical when it comes to this type of stuff, because you have to know who's who and who's what and who's a creep, who's not, who's legit, who's everything, right? Very important. You need to know if you're going to be safe. You need to know there's going to be a safe space. You need to know everything is with good intention. You need to know all that stuff, right? Your body's going to be protected and safe. So this is why when you practice ceremonies, and especially with plant medicines can be a wider range, array of things. And I like to view this as like plant medicines can start as small as garlic, ginger, turmeric, you know what I'm saying? Lavender, chamomile, like these sorts of things. Then you move up the scale, and then you've got marijuana. That's its own. It's got its own healing modalities and compounds and ways of thinking and healing the spirit. That's a plant. These are plant medicines, right? Ginger, tea, turmeric, whatever. It'll clear your face. That's a medicine, right? You get a fever, you can put onions in the bottom of your, on the soles of your feet in some socks, and then it'll pull the fever out of your feet. It's like these things really work and they're really real, right? Coffee, how does coffee make you feel? That makes you feel a certain way. That can be, that's a version of plant medicine. And coffee in the jungles is a plant medicine, majorly. So is cacao, or what we call cocoa, right? Like, but original, like cacao, like they have cacao ceremonies and coffee cleansing, tobacco cleansing. But it's like I said, we get the mainstream versions and these things are misunderstood. And I can safely say I'm probably abuse coffee because I drink more than I should. I think, I don't know, probably. I feel like it, right? I drink coffee every day, so that's probably too much. So that's the thing, is we'll accept that that stuff is a thing, we'll accept that plants and trees like clean the air. And then as soon as you go into like, well, let's talk about mushrooms, drugs. What do you mean drugs? Like, what's the difference between mushrooms and like a coffee bean? Right? Like if you look at it from a nature standpoint, well, what you're interpreting mushrooms as is some idea, some preconceived idea that you have. And you don't understand that it could be a huge healing modality. You can eat, you know, you can, there's so many kinds of mushrooms. Mushrooms and fungi connect the entire world and people and all this stuff. So like mushrooms have great abilities to be able to heal your emotional baggage, your generational baggage, different traumas, stuff like that. You know, as far as like psilocybin mushrooms, then you've got other like healthy mushrooms to eat just for the sake of being healthy, right? Or you like the way it tastes or whatever. Then you move to the world of DMT, ayahuasca, you know, iboga, like all these different things you got. And it's not for no reason, and it can be drugs if you abuse it and you don't know what you're doing. Now, there's like a level of discovery versus not knowing what you're doing, you know, and that's the thing, though. It's like, what are your intentions? Are you going in to trip the fuck out, or are you going in to heal and learn and actually accomplish something, right? So that's the thing, is like a lot of times these medicines have been turned into drugs and abuse, and they've been scheduled as this and that and all these different things. And it's like, fuck, okay. Like, you know, I understand to a degree why they're like, okay, well, all these mushrooms are illegal, but that one's illegal. And all these plants are illegal, but that one's illegal. Like, it's like, what the fuck? You know, so that signifies to me, if it's like, if the government's trying so hard to fucking shut something down, then there's got to be something cool behind it, right? Like, why else would they want that? Like, unless you really believe the government's out here to protect you and has your best interest at stake, then I'm surprised you're listening to this show if you believe that. And even if you're in the government, you're like, well, fuck, yeah, you know, like, shit. Now, that's not to say that there aren't people within the government who are out to help people and do good, but I'm saying the whole thing as a whole, I don't think so. I mean, I think is intended for that, but I don't think our current state is the embodiment of that. So anyways, this is the thing, is when we can contact spirit, how do you contact spirit? It's like, if this is sounding way woo-woo and stuff to you, then it's like, think about this. I took this line from my homie Sebastian on his podcast, what he said. He said, or he had mentioned something along the lines of, I don't know if this is a direct quote or not, but it says, access to wisdom, there is access to wisdom through nature, if you know how to communicate with it.
Damn, dude.
Right? So it's like, huh. There's access to wisdom through nature if you know how to communicate with it. And I believe that this is what people talk about when they pray, when church people pray and say, no, you just got to put your faith in God, right? Like, it's like they're tapping into a wisdom that's through nature, which is the spirit of like praying, meditating, tapping in with yourself, tapping in with God, tapping into the ether, tapping into however you see it. And this is the thing, is I remember, and also shout out Sebastian again. I know I've brought you up like every episode in the last few last few episodes, but he had taught me. I remember we went out on this hiking trail in PQ, and we took a break, and I think we were smoking a blunt or something. And he's like, "Yo, did you know you can talk to the trees?" I was like, "What?" I was like, huh, because to me, this still sounded like way crazy, right? But we were smoking weed, and he's like, isn't this like a dope like plant, how it like takes your brain somewhere and it communicates with you in a sense? And I was like, huh. So then he's like, look, just talk to the tree, just be with it, see what it has to say. And I was like, what? Like, all right. So I don't remember if I was staring at it or if I closed my eyes and I put my hand on like the leaves or the trunk or both. But I remember sitting on this tree, and then I was just doing that. And I was just sitting there, like, with the leaves, and I was like, just close my eyes, and I was just being with it. And I was just letting my soul just resonate with the soul of the tree. The tree's alive. And I'm like, huh, what does it have to tell me? And that's the thing, is it didn't really say words to me, but it fed me thoughts and ideas and inspiration. Because as soon as I, like, opened my eyes, I like, zapped back to my reality of where I was sitting. And then I was like, oh, shit. Like, whoa, okay. And then, like, we just, I don't know. I didn't know what to take from what I took. But I'll tell you, I knew, looking back now, what it told me was to trust in and follow nature. Like, nature has the answers. Trust nature. Go back to nature. Follow nature. And I'm like, fuck. Okay. How do I do this? And it was like, I don't know. Just figure it out. But then, like, literally, like, 3 weeks later, I ended up buying a ticket to go to Peru. I didn't know where Peru is at on a map. I knew nothing about the location of Peru I was going. I had no idea what ayahuasca was. I had no idea where to go, how to speak Spanish. I didn't know anything. And I was like, I just declined all information about it. I was like, please, everybody, do not tell me anything about this. I just want to go and have a pure ass experience for what it is. And when I did that, it's like, fuck, I ended up in the Panama airport, and that was a fucking interesting experience. And then I'm ending up in, I think, airport in Lima. No. Yeah, and then flew to Iquitos, and then hopped on a boat, and then went five hours into the jungle. And I was like, I didn't know I was doing all that. But here's the other thing, too. It's like, from the boat from Iquitos to get to the boat, we had to drive, like, 5 hours in a fucking hot-ass van to get to the boat into the small town, I believe, called Nalta, which I believe is the oldest town in the Amazon jungle, Nalta. I'm, like, 95% sure that's what it is. And they have some bomb chicken over there. It's just so old school, dude. Interesting place. And I'm just like, all right, fuck, let's go. I'm going. And I just kept following nature, and I just kept following God and the message and, like, the spirit in me and the voice in my head, like the good one, not the negative one. And I just began to, like, decipher the two, and, like, and I went, and I was able to go through and, like, heal these things, because, like I talked about on an episode or two ago back, how you can go back and read how human beings, the way that our brain works is we're only capable, or not only capable, but the way that our brain fires in sequence of memories and thinking is that we can only remember the last memory, the last memory, the last memory, the last memory of the original event. So if you can only remember the last memory about that memory of the original event, then you're not actually hurt by the original event anymore. So it's interesting. So what you can do is go back and plant seeds within that last memory, the last memory, the last memory, the last memory. So this is kind of how I see plant medicine works too, is like with the vibrations and the songs, the ícaros, they take you on a journey with a vibration through your spirit, and your spirit gets to go through different corridors and sections of your existence and your family's existence and your lineage, and go through and plant different seeds within all of those. Because, like I said, it's like when we have ideas, thoughts, and somebody shows something's capable, or that there's an idea put out into existence, it doesn't go away. It can still be tapped into. That's why we look back at Tesla's triangle of 369 diagram and all that. And that explains Merkabas and all of this stuff, right? So it's like we can heal this stuff actually. So it's like what it looks like to heal it in real life is that you start connecting and having more fun with your family. You let go of pain together collectively as a family, as a unit, with your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your aunts, your grandmas, your step parents, your foster parents, your adoptive parents, your church, whoever the fuck it is that loves you and takes care of you, right? Your neighbor, your homie, your whoever, right? And that's the thing is like, okay, well, let's say you have none of those people. Then that means you got some work to do. And that's a beautiful thing. A lot of times people are just waiting for you, especially if the person's older than you and you have a falling out. Usually the older person's just kind of, if they're wise to any extent, they're waiting for the younger person to cycle through all their anger until they come out at the end and be like, oh shit, yo, what's up, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the thing is like, as an older person, you just, you have experience. And if you are able to interpret your experience in a positive way, then you can look back and help the younger, you can hold space for the younger generations to go through the cycles and the lessons that they need to, and they can arrive at them faster and start teaching younger and younger and younger generations. So that's basically like, you know, what it looks like to heal it in real life. So in, you know, in real life, you take more trips with your family, you have more fun, you're more appreciative of the things you have. You say thank you, you say I love you more, you give more hugs, you say hi to more people, your spirit's more lit up. Because what happens is we start answering our calling. This is part of it, right? And it's like, in order to answer your calling and to step into the gifts big enough for you to receive the way that you want to receive, you can't have an apartment mind and expect to go live in a mansion. You have to be in an apartment with a mansion mind so you can eventually get to a mansion. You see what I'm saying? So that's the way that that works. So oh, I'm going to get to this topic the next episode. Oh, what time are we actually? Hold on. Because I got some crazy shit. Oh, no. We got it. Okay, yeah. We'll go there. So, like I said, when you can learn to talk to nature, communicate with it, nature exists in so many forms that it's like, there's life in everything. You know what I'm saying? A painting, there's life in it. There's an expression. There's a story. There's something to say about it. There's media. There's the paint. It's like, well, you could talk about how that paint got made. What type of paint is it? Who made the paint? What brand is it? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? Why is it? How long does it last? Is it this, that, right? Like, so there's so much you can talk about, and therefore there's life in it because it's something you can talk about. And being that we are of nature and to speak is of nature, therefore what we speak about is of nature. So, oh man, oh, my neck. I don't know if you guys heard that. So what I've been doing and how I've been answering my call lately is I've been allowing all of life to fall apart and stepping back into practicing shamanism. And what that means is to help host, or not help, but to host ceremonies. And because I've learned and I've been taught and I've been granted the skills and the gifts and the blessing to do these, but I've denied the calling for so long because I didn't understand what the calling was. And that was the thing, is my teacher had to hold the space to let me go through my fucking tumbles and this and that just to arrive back at what he said in the first place.
Damn, dude.
So that's what's fascinating. And it's funny because Sebastian talked about Maestro Hilario on his show that came out yesterday. And I was talking about Maestro Hilario the day before. And I think the day before that too. I keep talking about him. I need to see him. So he taught me these things and I was blessed to be able to learn how to host the ceremony. And I can do this for people and I can take you through the stages and the levels and the places you need to go in order for you to visit your spirit, your soul, to tap in with the beauty, the pain, the love, everything, and tie it all together as a full package, as one, full acceptance of self, full acceptance of who you are and who you aren't. Because I know that's one thing that I'm really, really stepping into is that. And how I know this, where the proof is at, is because I've been able to see my parents grow up. I've seen my parents since they were kids, pretty much. I was born, like, my parents had me at 16, 17, or 17, 18. I think 16, 17, I don't know. But, so I remember my parents in their early 20s. I remember my parents in their late 20s. I remember my parents in their early 30s. I remember my parents in their late 30s. I remember my parents in their early 40s. I remember my parents in their late 40s. I remember my parents in their now early 50s. Right? So it's like, I can see the growth in them, which equals the growth in me, because they set the standard. And that's the thing, is if they set the standard and I reach that standard and I rise above it at all, it's now my turn to pull them up to this new standard. And then once they rise above that, it's up to them to pull me to the next one. And then you throw my brother in the mix, or if you have a sister or whoever, right? Whoever your family is, your tribe consists of. And you keep lifting each other up, lifting each other up, lifting each other up. And that's the goal. That's the mission, right? So it's like, for me to see my parents grow up and for me to be cognitive and aware of it tells me a lot. That gives me a lot of information. That's like, yo, we are doing the work. Because if you did the work and then I did the work, now what? Now what's the space that we can live into and create? Now what's the space we can hold for people in our community and our tribe and our, you know what I'm saying? Like our people. What's the family standard? Right? And it's like, if we can create that family standard for ourselves and our family, then we can just have better fucking lives. And who doesn't want to have a better fucking life? You know what I mean? And also shout out to my teacher, Denver. Denver, you cool motherfucker. You probably won't ever hear this. I don't even know if I'll ever even see you again. I will. I'll find you, bro. I'll fucking find you somehow. Shout out to you for teaching me how to communicate with nature also. Yeah, I got mad love for you, bro. Just to put that out there into the world. Denver, you are loved. Denver has no other name. That is him. I mean, he does, but he doesn't. He is absolutely one of a kind. Nobody can tell that man what to do or insinuate or suggest or what him to do. But he taught me how to communicate with nature, how to communicate with the land, the wind, the waves, the ocean, the plants, on a whole nother level that I didn't realize how deep he understood what he understood. Until now, looking back, I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize I was light years behind this guy in terms of what he understood. And it was dope. He was such a cool ass fucking dude. He would fight for plants. He would literally fight you if you fucked up plants. Like, he was that fucking cool. He loved plants and felt such a connection to plants and nature. I've never met another human who loves plants more than this guy. And I remember one time there was a construction dude was like pouring this fucking like oil or piss or something on the tree. And Denver came out. I was like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Those are plants. Those are alive. What the fuck you think? It was just like, I was like, yo, like this fool is fucking sick. Like what? But no, he's like, dude, you got to respect the land. You respect the island. We are of this island. Like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Hell no, like, say sorry to the plant. He made the guy apologize to the plants. I was like, fuck yeah, bro. But that's the thing is, so hosting ceremonies, I'm doing it. I've been doing it with my family. I've been practicing. I've been learning. And I'm ready to fucking accept and move on and evolve into the next chapter in my life, the next portion of my career, the next evolution of who I am. Like, the light is back in me again. It's been dim. It's always been on, but it's been dim as fuck. And the light is turning back on because it is. I am doing the work. I promise you, I am doing the work. And if you are listening to the show, you are doing the work. You are doing the work. Keep doing it. Do something fun. Do something productive. It doesn't have to be about money. It doesn't have to be about this, that. A lot of times, just going and having fun is the hardest thing to do as we get older. So make sure you make time to go have fun. You know what I'm saying? Exercise is cool. But here's a trap I fell into. I started making my exercise my fun, which is cool. Don't get me wrong. And at the same time, they should be different activities. They can be both, but make it a point to, in general, make them different activities. Because I would make biking, surfing, stuff like that, skateboarding, my exercise. And when I make it my exercise, it's not as fun. But then when I do it as a sport, it's way funner. And then I usually tend to get more exercise, and then I'm okay with not having to do another workout. So it's like the context on it makes a big difference. You know, it's like, for me, I love motorcycles. Once I started working in the motorcycle shop, I started taking them for granted and thinking they were less cool and stuff. It grew until I just got used to it. And then it was like, okay, like, what next, you know? It took a lot to have me impressed by a motorcycle. But now I've been out long enough to come back to like, oh, you know, I'm excited about every motorcycle again, which is cool because it's that purity of it, right? So, you guys, more info to come on when and how we can do these ceremonies, because I'm going to get that word of mouth going. I want to do like 2 or 3 more practice sessions. I don't want to call it practice, but I want to do, not practice. I want to do 2 or 3 more actual sessions and a lot more practicing outside of that. And I'll be ready to fucking like rock and roll for real, for real. Because this shit needs to be done, man. I fucking promise you. Yeah, it's too important, man. It's just absolutely too important. I promise you guys. And yeah, if you're curious or have any questions or whatever this means, right? There's a lot of different types of ceremonies and where you can go in different levels and depths and stages and stuff. So yeah. Anyways, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. This is episode 15 of season 3. Please be sure to tell a friend to tell a friend. Here for the end. Go like, subscribe, leave a 5-star written review. Be appreciated. Last one's a pistol, and it's gonna be me and you.
Damn, dude.
Oh, you guys. I am going to be on my first podcast on next week. So I'll drop you guys details on Monday because I think I'm going to record on Sunday. So it'll be interesting being interviewed. I've never been interviewed. It'll literally be my first podcast and it's going to be a fucking trip. I'm like so scared and nervous and excited all at the same time. Yeah, I'll hit you guys with details on Monday's episode because that's only fair. And you guys, this is going to be, we got 1 or 2 more weeks. Let me see real quick. Oh, shit. We only got 1 more week here in this house, this studio, this apartment, this fucking place. And then we're on to the next. And I'll update you guys as we go. Life is in a huge transitional phase right now. And it is a trip. So, yeah, I'm excited, you guys. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. This is, has been, always will be, the Damn Dude motherfucking podcast. You dig? Go give us a follow on Instagram. All that good shit. Please be sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell your best friends, cousins, pen-holding sculptor, customized organization expert who happens to drain motor oil at the local car shop about the Damn Dude motherfucking podcast. I love you guys. Have a beautiful day. Much love. Peace.
Damn, dude.